You know, even with cleaning up after dinner, make sure you make everyone take home the dishes they came with. And if you're making dinner, delegate the dishes, cleaning of the dishes to others. Make these arrangements well in advance with your visitors so that they know beforehand what is expected of them. Let's look at ways to remember our loved one. You know, holiday music and television movies may be too difficult to listen to and look at. If so, turn the music and the TV off. On the other hand, a particular movie, similar to Miracle on 34th Street, which you used to watch with your grandparents, as I did, religiously every year, brings tears, yet it does bring a warm, remembering feeling, which makes you feel more comforted and closer to them. So if that's the case, watch it. Even through all those tears, you know, this will definitely help to relieve some of the pain. It'll bring a little bit joy out of remembering the happiness you both shared when you watched it together. I know that that really does for me. That and the Bells of St. Mary's. The Miracle on 34th Street and the Bells of St. Mary's were a must every Christmas season with my grandparents. So do that for yourself as well. You know, talk about past Christmases and how the turkey was overcooked, the weather didn't cooperate, the tree fell over. This will help you laugh and release some of your anxiety. Find a special card, write it to your loved one, and place it on the mantle, the tree, or maybe even bring it to the cemetery. You might want to purchase a special remembrance candle. You could burn it on that special holiday, birthday, or anniversary for an hour or so and then save it for future days. Remember, we want to celebrate their life. We don't want to dwell so much on their death. You might want to develop a special holiday basket with all the fixings for a meal and give it to a needy family in the community. You might want to place a special floral arrangement on the table or above the mantel, maybe with their favorite flowers. You might want to make a memorial contribution in your loved one's name. You might want to buy a gift to and from your loved one. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying a gift as if they had given it to you. You might have already discussed this previous to their death, and you know that they were excited about buying you something special for this Christmas. There's absolutely nothing wrong with getting it for yourself now, just as they would have bought it for you. You might want to place flowers on the altar of your local church. Give a toast at your holiday meal, remembering some fine memories together. You might want to buy a living Christmas tree. And after you've used it in the holidays, you can plant it in the backyard and enjoy it all year round. If your loved one was a child, you may wish to buy whatever toys you would normally have bought for them, wrap them up, and bring them to the local children's hospital or grieving children's support group or center. You might also want to adopt a needy family for the holidays. You know, the Salvation Army has a program in many cities which helps do this. You'd get gifts and baskets of food, and you prepare them and send them on to this needy family. You might want to deliver cookies, fruit, a plant to those who were involved in the care of your loved one at the hospital, hospice, or nursing home. I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about religious services. You know, with all the commercialization of the end of year holidays, many folks totally forget what Christmas really means, the birth of Christ. Maybe you need to attend another church in a different community this year. Maybe you'll attend church services at your sibling's town or your children's town. This might be a little easier for you. Perhaps allocating special prayer time on Christmas morning, right there in your bedroom chair, would be even more meaningful to you. You know, there are many ways to capture God's grace in our lives during the holidays. But if you've been angry at God and pulling away, maybe it's time to reclaim your faith. You know, in this politically correct atmosphere, it's almost radical to speak openly about our relationship with our Creator. But you know what? I'm willing to be rebellious here. You know, for so long, especially after my stepdaughter's murder, I couldn't understand why God did not intervene when she was in trouble. I never questioned that He made it happen, but I couldn't understand how he could allow it to happen. I would say things to him like, "Lord, what did I do so wrong that this would be happening? What did an 11-year-old innocent precious child do to deserve this?" You know, I searched for meaning in everything for years and years. You know, not too long ago, while I was listening to a wonderful woman preacher, and yes, leave it to a woman to put things into perspective, she said something that really struck me. You know, she said, so many people are angry at God, and we search for answers where often there are none. We try to figure everything out, and in the process, we get so confused. We will never find the answers we're looking for. How could we possibly expect to figure God out? So being angry at him seemed futile, when ultimately he is the only one who can bring us the peace again that we so need. He really is the only one who can help us.